Bright Star Care of the St. Croix Valley has created a series of monthly gatherings called the Care Together Cafe. The cafe is a great way to meet caregivers just like you and to hear from local experts about issues important to seniors and their families. The events are free and include wine and hors d'oeuvres at Swirl Wine Bar in Afton. On Wednesday, October 24th, the Care Together Cafe meets once again at Swirl Wine Bar from 3 to 5 p.m. The topic is Bring It On, How to Age Like Betty White. Our guest speaker is gerontologist and author Lori Campbell. Lori will share some of her secrets to aging well from her new book, Awaken Your Age Potential. KLBB recently sat down with Lori to discuss age potential and preview her presentation. What was your inspiration for getting behind the idea of age potential?
Well, Marty, I am a visionary gerontologist, and so I have been around the thriving older adult population for a long time, especially in the research, the statistics part. But then I became a qualitative researcher, and just realizing that these are ordinary people creating an extraordinary aging experience. In other words, they kept telling me over and over and over, we're really not special people. So one day I just awakened, like, this is for real. It's really not in our genes or our circumstances, a medicine or a doctor. Our potential to be a thriver, to embody or live out age potential, is within each one of us, and it lies within our awareness, our intention, our choices, our perceptions, and the meanings that we give life. Now, that's an empowering message that the world needs to know, and that's why I wrote the book.
You mentioned thriving, and often we think of society thinks that maybe if you're in the younger generation, you're the one that should be the thriver. And if you're in the older generation, maybe 50 years of age or better, maybe in that particular case, you're more of a survivor. Yeah, I wonder if you can tell us how maybe you've kind of turned that on its head a little bit with age potential.
Well, I don't know about you, Marty, but I know 20 and 30-year-olds who are definitely not thriving, and I also know 80 and 90-year-olds who are. So thriving really has anything to do with age. It's really about how we view the world and our life. And if we think that we have the potential to be a thriver, and that's what age potential is all about, the awakening, that's the name of my book, Awaken Your Age Potential. The reason why we need to awaken first, Marty, is because so many people have taken on the ageist belief system. They have bought into the socialization of aging, that the young are expected to thrive and the old are expected to merely survive, when in fact we can thrive at every age and stage in life. And so it's not just positive thinking. We really have to believe it on an intellectual basis as well as an emotional basis to begin to create and live that type of life. So that's why we have to own it, create it, and be awakened to it. So, and many people don't have role models, unfortunately. So that's why the book is a key part of the awakening experience, because not only do I lay out the latest research at the beginning, but then you have 10 contributing authors who are thrivers. So the reader gets that sneak peek of what it could be like to be a thriver. And they realize, I can identify with that person or this person, or I would really like to emulate that. And that's how we begin to shift and to begin to realize that we're a lot like these thrivers, or we can be. Within the book, there are 10 contributing authors. They are all thrivers, and they range from the age of 50 and all the way into the ninth decade. And so you have a good flavor of age and different stages. Now, age potential looks very unique. That's the exciting thing. We don't have to fit into a box or a mold. We have our own journeys. But within that, there are some common threads. So do I have a favorite? Each one speaks to me in its own way. Everyone thrives within their own life. For instance, maybe Lynette. She is in her mid-70s, and she had what she calls the heart attack I should have never had. She's always been very mindful, very health-orientated all her life. But for a few years, she had two people to caretake for and a cross-country move. She had a heart attack. And she's like, wow. But she realized as she reflected back, she actually became very neglectant of herself, as we often do when we become caretakers. And so what she did, she went back after, out of the emergency room, and she said, well, to her doctor or cardiologist that she was assigned to, and he said, well, think about your age. I mean, you're getting up there. And she said, well, I don't feel old. I don't feel sick. I feel very vibrant, purposeful. And she went home, and, that's a thriver. So in other words, she decided, you know what, it isn't my age. She began to reflect and take ownership. And she said, you know what, unfortunately neglected taking care of myself. And so what does that teach us? It teaches us that, health is a daily mindful task. It's not something we can work on today or tomorrow, but every single day. And not only that, what Lynette did with that, now she started a whole new business at 75, and she is one of the speakers for the American Heart Association talking about stress and heart attack, cardiac health. So that's what thrivers do. They take a very kind of a downer in life and they turn it around and make it a positive. And now she's empowering other people to be mindful always of their stress and to be proactive, no matter if their life is chaotic or not.
Some of us might think, geez, I don't know if I really have this potential in me or not. Is this something that exists in everyone?
Absolutely. We have all the potential to thrive at every age and every stage. And how we know that, number one, the hard research, a new research concept called epigenetics. And that actually tells us that we have control above our genes. In other words, we are all predisposed to illness and disease. But what activates those genes to play out are things like our perceptions of our environment, how we handle our stress, our lifestyle, our thought systems. You know what? Those are all things we have influence and control over. Isn't that hopeful? We can either influence our genes to go towards health and vitality or go through, delaying that disease or, playing out into illness and disease. So we are not victims of our genes. We actually influence down to the cellular level through the science of epigenetics. We know that. And then the great thing is here are these thrivers living out this research. And one day it's like I just was awoken saying, wow, they're like putting clothes. They're making that research come alive. This is for real. We can be a thriver. You can be a thriver. Everybody can be a thriver.
What are some of the ways folks can interact and learn more about Age Potential?
Well, for instance, it's very important that we become around like-minded people. So I have developed what I call Age Potential communities where people can get keyed in. And it doesn't necessarily have to be on site. I run these groups online through Skype, teleconference, that sort of thing. I also run mastermind groups, a little bit more focused. It's a business concept that I've brought into the health and aging realms for people who are very purposeful and intentional on acting on that new awakenedness of wanting to be a thriver and being very intentional about it, that want to create positive, healthy change in their life. And people don't have to be masterminding around the same thing. So if someone's grieving over here and someone is really trying to create their passion into a business and trying to make that transition, whatever it may be, what they want to change or shift in their life, maybe let go of anger, maybe resentment, whatever is their stumbling block from living a full, thriving life, the mastermind coming together is a great way to be accountable, to brainstorm, to hold each other's visions, and they really get inspired and empowered by sharing each other's successes.
What are some of the baby steps, the initial steps that folks could take to really become aware and get involved in Age Potential?
What so many of the common dialogue around aging lacks is really addressing the mindset. Because we are socialized how to age, we really have to start by aligning that belief system. That's why I coined the phrase Age Potential. Think age, think aging, think potential. In other words, really start embodying and believing that our age is nothing but pure potential. So after that, and one way to start that is through affirmations. And you can go to my website, agepotential.com, and key in there and begin to get weekly free affirmations. An affirmation is basically setting yourself on a path in a new way that you want to go. So you can either create your own affirmations or come to my website, sign up for those free affirmations. That's a great way to address the belief system. After that, there's many things. I always say, get yourself around like-minded people. Join new groups. Start new things. Try to continue to do the things that we know keep ourselves young. Keep dreaming. Keep setting goals. Being physically active. Engaged. Basically, number one thing is really creating a compelling future. So if you're in your 30s and 40s now, it is very important that you are already mindfully visualizing yourself at 50, 60, and 70. And what that would look like. What are some things that you want to do? How would you feel? Who's around you? Get a good feeling. Like we always say, start from the end. Okay? And a good way to get that process going is start with starting a vision board. That helps you get into the emotion part of it and gets it more real for you. Lots of other things maybe would be start a gratitude journal. Many people forget how many great things are going for themselves. So people who are thrivers are very much in tune to, yes, I have a lot to be grateful. Let's focus on what I can have control and influence on, not what hasn't been. So those are just a very few things. And the last one I might leave you with is I always say, you know, I challenge you to go on a radical diet. And guess what? I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about abstain from using your age as an excuse or a limitation. Because in and of itself, Marty, age is not. And we so often use our age as such an excuse. And it's not. Embrace the journey. Because you know what? Aging is an adventure, and look at it there. Just be curious about life and continue to open yourself up to new beginnings and learn about yourself. That would be a great way to start.
Thanks, Lori. Reserve your place at the Care Together Cafe by visiting klbbradio.com and typing the keyword search Bright Star. Lori's presentation is October 24th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Swirl Wine Bar in Afton. Again, RSVP by visiting klbbradio.com and typing the keyword search Bright Star. For more information, call Cindy Ross at Bright Star Care of the St. Croix Valley at 651-234-0044. Attend the Care Together Cafe, October 24th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Swirl Wine Bar in Afton, Minnesota.